Live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Last day before vacation, folks. And it's going to be a humdinger. Let me ask you a question. You guys are familiar with the saying, God helps those who help themselves. Right? Where is the accountability when Democrats break the law? Karine Jean-Pierre was found to have violated the Hatch Act, which is a federal law. The Hatch Act prohibits her from using government resources to politic for her favorite Marxist left-wing party and bash the alleged opposition. Now, she was found guilty of this. She violated the law. What was her punishment? Nothing. She interfered in an election, just like Hillary Clinton did. What was her punishment? A warning. That was all. A warning. Because she's a Democrat, and everybody knows Democrats get to break the law without being punished. Everybody knows that. When you have Adam Schiff, Congresswoman Luna, God bless her, she filed a motion that would have resulted if the majority of the body, if all the Republicans had stuck together, if all the Republicans had values, Adam Schiff would have been fined $16 million for his myriad abuses of his chairmanship of the Intelligence Committee, a place where politics had never been acceptable before. There's a reason for that. Republicans and Democrats, when they were all for the Constitution, when they were all for protecting America, they recognized that politics should not be a factor in defending the country. Adam Schiff said, no, I'm going to bring Marxism and socialism and left-wing lies, and I'm going to politic using the Intelligence Committee. And this bug-eyed, pencil-necked freak wandered around cable news and wandered around America claiming he had proof that Donald Trump was colluding with Mother Russia to harm America, to rig elections and such. He had proof, and he was going to show it. Fast forward 4 years, he sat on it, and he never revealed anything because he didn't have anything. The Durham report comes out saying that Adam Schiff was a liar and that he used and abused and planted all these stories out there. Republicans lost their seats. President Trump had his 2 years agenda that we voted for stymied. So there needed to be an accountability for that. Didn't there? There needed to be an accountability for that. So here comes Congresswoman Luna and says, absolutely. You don't. Democrats will continue to lie and continue to harm America if they don't get any accountability. So she brings up this resolution. $16 million. It would have hurt this left-wing nutbag, this buggy-eyed, pencil-necked freak known as Adam Schiff, this leftist, this anti-American kook, this pro-communist piece of filth, would have been brought to account. But 20 Republicans, air quotes Republicans, or I shouldn't say air quotes anymore, folks, this is the Republican Party. 20 of them voted in favor of rewarding Adam Schiff's lies, of saying, hey, Democrats get to lie about us. They get to abuse their positions of authority and power. They get to weaponize government against us, and we're going to make sure they're never punished, whether it be Karine Jean-Pierre, whether it be Adam Schiff. You guys want to know the names of the 20 individuals who voted to protect Adam Schiff and his myriad attacks on Republicans? Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, Lori Chavez de Reamer, Oregon, Juan Siscomani, Arizona, Tom Cole, Oklahoma. Warren Davidson, Ohio. Brian Fitzpatrick, Pennsylvania. Kay Granger, one of the most corrupt Republicans in the legislature, in the federal legislature. Kay Granger of North Texas. Garrett Graves of Louisiana. Thomas H. Keene Jr. of New Jersey. Kevin Kiley, California. Young Kim, California. Michael Lawler, New York. Thomas Massey, good friend of Mitch McConnell, in Kentucky. Tom McClintock, a former conservative from California. Marcus J. Molinaro, New York. J. Obernolte, California. Michael K. Simpson, Idaho. Michael R. Turner, Ohio. Michael Turner. Mike Turner. David G. Valadao, California, or Valado. Steve Womack, Arkansas. Two Republicans voted present, Daryl Issa and George Santos of New York. Three Republicans not voting. Neil P. Dunn of Florida, Tony Gonzalez of Texas, and Patrick T. McHenry, North Carolina. These individuals voted to protect the lies of Adam Schiff. Yes, we recognize that Adam Schiff used his position in the intelligence community, his chairmanship of the intelligence committee, to target and disadvantage Republicans in several elections, including President Trump. We recognize that. We recognize he lied. We recognize that he violated the trust of the body of the House of Representatives and the American people. We recognize that, but we're going to protect him. Because Thomas Massey said he has a First Amendment right to abuse his national security position. He has a First Amendment right as chairman. And we all know that he sat up there as chairman and misrepresented that phone call between President Trump and Zelensky. Just completely lied about it. And Thomas Massey says, well, that's his First Amendment right to do so. It's his First Amendment right to lie about Republicans and abuse government to target Republicans. So, folks, back to my original question. God helps those who help themselves. If the Republican Party represented here, 20 of them, and actually, if you look at it, it's actually 25. Some not even bothering to show up for this consequential vote to hold Democrats accountable, two of them voting present. If they're not going to defend themselves, how are they defending us? See, Adam Schiff, what his attack was on Republicans, but it really was an attack on us. So these Republicans aren't interested in even protecting their own voters. So why are we donating to, for example, the Harris County Republican Party? Harris County. They reward guys like John Cornyn who betray the Republican values that the Harris County Republican Party claims it stands for. Right? As long as you call yourself a Republican, you could be a rage. You could be Mao Zedong himself. And as long as you say you're a Republican, we're going to back you. Don't forget the cocktail party invitations. Values has nothing to do with it. Actually standing for a set of values that is pro-Constitution, pro-rule of law, and promotes and makes sure that our people have security, make sure our people have our rights and our prosperity. These people care more about protecting Democrats than serving us. Kay Granger is, you guys have no idea about Kay Granger. This woman, talk about bringing home the bacon. She is the Joe Biden of North Texas. She's the one that's been bringing in all this government money to pad the pockets of her family for decades. For decades. Really shady and corrupt. Of course she's going to vote this way because the Democrats have the goods on her. And they like her right where she is. She's just as corrupt as they are. So anyway, there you go, folks. We've put out some invitations to the folks we regarded as conservative. McClintock and Massey, we don't expect any response that they will come on and answer. Because I think the central question is, so let me get this straight. You are supporting the weaponization of government against Republicans. That's exactly what Adam Schiff did in his capacity as chairman of the Intel Committee. It's exactly what he did. So right now, folks, I don't have high hopes that the Republicans are really jonesing to get their hands on those bribery tapes confirming Hunter Biden, the cokehead, and his daddy, Joe Biden, sold us out for foreign cash. I don't have high hopes. I think the majority of these Republicans want to protect Joe Biden. I'll be right back. The Chris Salcedo Show, The Voice of Texas, and TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Lynn Shaw.
Sextortion, and that is the practice that is happening online to almost every child, but it is the practice of extorting money or sexual favors from someone by threatening to reveal evidence of their sexual activity. And this is truly one of the biggest crimes. Even the FBI, doesn't matter what you think about them in the United States these days, let's leave that for another program, they put out a couple of serious warnings over the last few months, especially affecting teenage boys. And it exploits them through coercion. This is sextortion and blackmail. Now, what does that sound like, warriors? That sounds to me like the definition of human trafficking, force, fraud, coercion. And yes, it happens online. It's not just that white van. I make that analogy because people, I'm sitting here in the middle of New York City, and every time I talk about this, which of course is every day, people are in disbelief and telling me this is not happening. It happens in your own home. It's happening in your child's bedroom, wherever these devices are, that is where this sexual exploitation, this potential sextortion is happening.
Lynn Shaw on TNT Radio. A better business tip from TNT Radio. News talk radio listeners are some of the most active and involved listeners of any format. TNT Radio listeners rely on TNT Radio often as their primary source of information. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Nurses United Against Human Trafficking is an organization founded by two nurses who are driven to abolish modern-day slavery. Our mission is to embolden and empower nurses by establishing best practices and standards of care for this vulnerable and invisible population. We're committed to eradicating human trafficking by raising awareness, providing education and resources, and participating in advocacy efforts. Nurses United Against Human Trafficking has an aim of developing and empowering nursing experts and healthcare professionals throughout the country and around the world. Help join the fight in eradicating human trafficking. Visit nuaht.org to find out about becoming a member. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
The Republicans don't care. We're going to continue to do this. Guess what? The Republican Party just rewarded the Democrats for all of their malfeasance and all of their bad behavior and their illegality. And they're going to keep it up? And the Republicans are going to keep it up? I know what. I don't want the Democrats mad at me. They may come after. That's what Kay Granger's afraid of. The Democrats may come after me for all the shady crap I've been doing. Craziness. Craziness. Wait till I tell you what somebody is reporting about Texas. You folks outside of Texas, how many of you thought we were a Republican state? How many of you thought that? How many thought we were a conservative state? Wait till I tell you what's allegedly happening here in Texas. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to Spencer. Spencer, thanks for hanging on, man. What's on your mind today on this Thursday?
Chris, another host who shall remain nameless played a tape yesterday of Biden and former President Poroshenko of Ukraine talking about disappearing a whistleblower in Ukraine coming over here and spilling the beans about Biden. And I remember that like 4 or 5 years ago, that he was supposed to come over here and all of a sudden, nothing. But there's an actual tape out there now being played of Biden helping disappear, saying, oh, the FBI is, I'll look into that with the FBI. But
wait a minute. Have we heard from Viktor Shokin since Beijing Biden got him fired over there in Ukraine?
Well, that, yes, there's also a tape of that, too.
No, I'm asking, where is he? Where is the prosecutor that was investigating Beijing Biden's cokehead son's company? It wasn't his company. We all know that Hunter Biden had no expertise. He was sitting on the board. He was getting money laundered to him for just his presence on that board. He had nothing positive to contribute to humanity, much less Burisma. So we all know why he was there. But since that prosecutor got fired, Spencer, where is he?
Good point. But this other guy, he's disappeared too. I mean, disappeared. And my other question is, if you can get your hands on that, why are not other people, if I can hear it somewhere else, why are they not playing this so the American people can actually hear Biden conspiring with Poroshenko?
I've heard the tape, and the reason why I haven't played it is because I can hear edit points in it. And because I've worked in the business this long, that's why I can't go to air with it, because I can't prove its authenticity. I don't have the original. And that's the reason why I don't. Because, well, you know about deep fakes, you know about all the stuff going around the internet. That'd be just my luck that this indicts Biden, but it ends up being a fake, and then who's got egg on their face? Me.
Yeah, and then the left can come back and say, see, it's a bunch of conspiracy theories.
Yes, conspiracy theory. Yeah, all of our conspiracy theories are coming true. By the way, they'll also say, see, these guys can't be trusted. Got to shut down free speech. But it's okay for Adam Schiff to use his free speech to put all a whole bunch of lies, but Chris Salcedo can't. See? The Republicans say that Adam Schiff can lie his ass off and no consequences. But if Chris Salcedo, a conservative, does it, time to end free speech for people of the right.
Not only lie his ass off, but harm national security in the process.
I know. And Republicans support it. And Republicans voted to support it or sat on their duffs and supported it. Thank you for the call, my friend. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Last day before vacation, kids, so we got a lot to get in. There's been things I've been wanting to get to, but I've got to get here first. Todd Benzman, who is coming up on the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax today, has a video. It's up on my Twitter page if you guys want to see it. Do you guys want to see the largest alleged sanctuary no-go city in the United States? You want to see it, what it looks like from the air? Go ahead and go to at C Salcedo Show, at C Salcedo Show on Twitter, and right below what we're covering today, you will see Todd Benzman's post retweeted. Now, this is Colony Ridge in Liberty County, and Colony Ridge is a community of illegal aliens. a city of illegal aliens, according to reporting from Todd Benzman. No ghost sanctuary city. Did I mention which state this is in? No, I didn't, did I? Colony Ridge is in Liberty County, Texas. Texas, the alleged Republican-controlled state, the alleged conservative state. An entire city of illegal aliens. No ID checks, no proof of citizenship required, no roadblocks, ICE won't go near it. Why? In Texas, my friends. In Todd Benzman's been doing a lot of good work. He's a fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies, author of the book called Overrun, which is what our border is. He's a writer for Newsweek and the New York Post, Federalist, the Daily Mail, former terrorism intel manager, and he says he's a recovering reporter. Why is he a recovering reporter? Because when he was a reporter, he had too many of his stories spiked because they reflected poorly and told the truth about Democrats. So, there you go. Speaking of the truth about Democrats, here's Hakeem Jeffries. Remember, it's last day for vacation, so I've got a lot of these sound bites I've been trying to get to. Hakeem Jeffries said this about gas stoves. Remember this? Listen.
Extreme MAGA Republicans also wanted us to spend this week talking about kitchen appliances, right? As part of some phony narrative that Joe Biden and Democrats want to take away gas stoves. Nothing can be further from the truth.
Actually, it is the truth. Hakeem Jeffries is a liar. In New York, they've already banned gas stoves in new construction. It's already banned. Several other states and several other municipalities are doing the same when they're under Democrat control. Why? Because natural gas is clean, doesn't impact the environment, and it's abundant, and it's cheap. So it prevents Democrats from controlling your life. So they want to get rid of it. That's all. It is happening. Now, here's where the Republicans passed a bill in the House that prohibited Democrats from jacking up the prices on gas stoves, that prohibited the Democrats from getting rid of gas stoves. How many of you think that's a good thing? The Republicans, my friends, they passed a bill in the House of Representatives that prohibited the Democrats' attack on gas stoves. The use of natural gas, which is an abundant, clean-burning, inexpensive fuel that should be powering us into the next century. It's not because of left-wing crazy people and their desire to control you. But how many of you go, finally the Republicans did something right? Well, if you think that, then you are a good Republican voter who is fine with messaging bills, who is fine with virtue signaling, but never likes to see anything get done. Now, because what you got to know is, folks, is the Republicans passed a bill in the House that they know will never pass the Senate, that they know Joe Biden will veto, because the Republicans didn't put this initiative on a what they call a must-pass bill, like the debt ceiling, for example. The debt ceiling was must-pass. But the Republicans wouldn't dare put any of their priorities on a must-pass bill. Only Democrat priorities get to go on must-pass bills, and Republicans will enthusiastically support it, just like they did with the debt ceiling deal, just like they did with the omnibus bill. So in case you folks are saying, oh, wow, Republicans did a great job. Folks, it's not the law of the land. They passed it out of the House, and it will die in the Senate. It won't even get voted on in the Senate. And even if it did, it'll go to Beijing Biden's desk, where he says, oh, this is good for the American people. Veto. Folks, I give you the mighty GOP. KSEV. It's Chris Salcedo's show. Your calls on the other side of the break. I know I say the phone number fast. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. More to come on the other side on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
Now, news. TNT Radio News.
Matt Boylan here with a look at your TNT headlines. Australia has terminated plans to build a new Russian embassy in the country's capital, citing national security fears. Same-sex couples will now legally be considered infertile in California as Democratic lawmakers push for insurance companies to cover the costly costs of IVF or surrogacy. And Hungary has warned that peace in Ukraine will remain a fantasy so long as the United States continues to pump weapons into the country.
Our lines are open. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-3100. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio. Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. For the news and views silenced by the mainstream media, by government and corporations, vote one. TNT Radio. Free speech always has a home here. Stay up to date with the latest live news and current affairs delivered by our lineup of expert commentators and hosts. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's News Talk. This is TNT Radio.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In the past, people thought if you had a mental health problem, you would never feel better. You might meet people who still feel this. Maybe you feel this way about yourself. Mental health is just like physical health. Everybody has it and needs to look after it. If your feelings, thoughts, and reactions are getting in the way of how you want to live, if you feel things aren't right, if you feel like you need help, you can ask for it. We're not going to pretend it's easy. Mental health problems can change your life, and for some, they can be overwhelming. But that's why Mind is here. We're going to face it with you. We'll listen, give support, and fight your corner. To find out more, visit mind.org.uk.
A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
You're with Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
It's Todd Benzman coming on the Chris Salcedo show tonight. And when he comes on, the first question I'm going to ask him is, how do we know? How do we know that this city inside of Texas is a no-go zone? How do we know that? And then he's going to give us his reporting on that, and I think it's going to be eye-opening for a lot of Texans. But the idea that a sanction... The reason why I don't dismiss this outright is because of the conduct of Republicans all over this country. They're running scared. They're running absolutely scared because of, I guess, they see the socialism, they see the communism, they see that left-wingers are ready to do anything to make sure that you have no more rights. And they've got a whole group of people that are stupid enough to continue to vote for their own loss of rights. And Republicans, I can imagine, are just sitting there saying, well, you can't beat stupid. Well, actually, technically you can when you play things smart and not allowing stupid to get away with being stupid. There has to be a consequence for being stupid. And Republicans are bending over backwards to make sure there's no accountability for stupid, like Adam Schiff. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I was wondering if Tony was going to call. So, Tony, did you hear that the state of Texas is deploying floatable barriers on the Rio Grande? And these are big balls that can't be popped, and they are not scalable, so that stops the narco terrorists from at least slows them down anyway from getting into the United States. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we have an open border with Mexico, and most people just come straight across the 28 international bridges we have down there. They just simply, they're lined up by the thousands over there coming through every day, yeah. And the trucks and everything. They'll just use the bridges. They don't have to swim across.
Well, I was hoping you were going to be here for the second hour. We have the border czar of Texas coming on to discuss Operation Lone Star, to discuss the deployment of these barriers and give us an update. And then I was hoping you'd be able to call in after you heard what he had to say, because, well, I know you're chuckling, but I mean, I know. Here we go.
They're
go ahead.
Just going to use those things for flotation devices to help them get across the river. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Well, have you seen these things? Have you seen them?
No, I mean, but Chris, come on.
No, look at them, man. They're actually, I looked at them, and I was like, well, you know, what's to stop the cartels from popping them? Well, they're not,
right.
They're not balloons, okay? They're not China's spy techniques. So I thought that these things would be at least an effective slowdown, maybe not a deterrent, but it would give Border Patrol, those who were still allowed to do their job, time to intercept.
Well, you know, the most effective thing they could do up there in Austin is just have a special session, bring them all back and say, hey, look, it's time to cut off everything for illegals in this state. They can't drive no more. They can't get in-state tuition. They can't get car insurance. They can't buy a car. They can't buy a house. They can't buy a business. They can't go to our hospitals. They can't use our schools. They can't get birth certificates. Cut it all off. Well, and then they will sell
now, the now how is that? Now, I mean, you last time you and I spoke, you had brought this up. But how is that going to stop the because Texas isn't the magnet now. The open United States is the magnet, and all they'll do is get relocated to other states where all those welfare programs, free illegals, still exist.
Well, we're going to catch at least 3 or 4 million of them anyway here in Texas. We already got way over 10 million, them and their anchor babies, and they're all on our social system. They're all on our welfare system. They come here because they know as soon as they cross that border, it's like hitting the lottery. They get on the welfare system, and they live from birth to they die on our welfare system. And the citizens, we have to pay for that. They steal our money to give it to them. And we live in poverty. Older people in this state live in poverty because the state is taking our money and giving it to a bunch of damn illegal aliens. Now, you tell me in a real world where that makes sense. Matter of fact, the gates of hell have swung wide open, and we're being flooded with demons. And you know what kind of human form they take? They take a politician human form. Politicians are evil. Every damn one of them are evil.
Well, I gotta say that the Republican Party itself, and I've asked this question earlier, I have said this, and it's becoming a regular mantra now, that I don't want a third party. I'd like to have a second one, please. I'd like to have an actual opposition party. If you're going to have people on the Republican side, 25 of them either vote or sit on their rear ends and not vote to hold a Marxist, a Leninist accountable, then what good is the Republican Party?
They're not any good. They haven't been any good for 30 years. They've been knifing us in the back for 30 years. That's why Texas, look at Texas, there's green energy farms going up all over Texas. Texas is the number one green energy state in the country.
Well, you know
and
why.
There's new solar farms going up everywhere because the Republicans don't have a backbone up there. This state could be the most successful state in the world. We have so much oil and gas. They just found a monstrous field up there in West Texas.
But you know what?
South Texas.
Yeah. But you know why that's happening?
Yeah, they sell out to the socialists, the globalists.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, man, I'm not happy. Like I said, we have just had the most pro-socialist, pro-left-wing session sponsored by so-called Republicans in the Texas House in recent memory. It was a disgrace. It was disgusting. It was anti-freedom, and it was pro-communist. You tell me what was going through the minds of the Republicans who killed a bill to stop communist China from buying land in the state of Texas. You tell me what was going through their head.
Oh, my God. You know, Chris.
No. Seriously. Tell me what was going through their heads.
The hell with the people. That's what's going through their head. They're like peasants. We don't care what happens to the peasants. We're evil. It's pure evil. Evil drives those people. Evil drives the Republican Party, just like the Democrat Party.
Well, I would say,
pure evil, Chris.
I would say that, yes, communism is evil. Allowing communist China to buy land adjacent to our military bases, adjacent to our farmland to compromise our food supply, allowing them to get a foothold in the United States of America is evil. But you would have to look at all of that and go, you know what? But I don't want to stop China's money from flowing into my constituency's pockets. That's what they were voting for. They had a whole bunch of these same idiots who turn over their property to all this unreliable green energy, right? The windmills and the solar panels for all the Obama federal money that pad their pockets. They stop any real momentum in getting a reliable grid in this state because people are making money to keep us all at risk, and it only costs the lives of 250 Texans in Snowmageddon. Now, Democrats, and I'm sad to say some Republicans, see 250 dead Texans, and they're like, oh, well, as long as I'm making money. And I can't back those people. I can't support those people because, as you say, that's evil. But then when you look at, well, I don't want to get in the way of one of my constituents, not my voters, but one of my constituents who are lobbying me and padding my pockets of selling their land to communist China because they don't care about country. They care about money and dollars. I understand why they sell out this country. I can't fathom what type of human being it takes to do that, Tony. So that's my problem. And I mean, you'd have to be drunk, wouldn't you? I mean, wouldn't you have to be drunk or on some sort of substance, some sort of mind-altering substance to say, you know what? I think I want to keep communist China buying land in Texas so they can compromise our national security, so they can compromise our food supply. You would have to be a full-blown nut job or impaired in some way to make that happen. Same type of people that would deny parental school choice in the Texas House, so-called Republicans. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Gary, I am glad you waited. Welcome to the Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT.
Yeah, Chris, you are doing an awesome job. This is, to me, all this is kabuki theater.
Hmm.
What we're dealing with is, as you say, Republicans, too many of us Republicans, they're treating us like Democrats. We're getting too emotionally attached to these rhinos. And like I said to you before, we always saying, well, if we don't put this rhino in, a Democrat could win. The rhino is nothing more than one step closer for a conservative area to turn blue.
Well, it's not even, well, hold on a minute, Gary. First off, you know how I feel about the term rhino. Republican in name only assumes that the Republican stands for something. But I can't find, and I asked this of Jim Jordan just the other day, I can't find a unifying principle for any of these Republicans. They actually sat there and 25 of them voted for Adam Schiff to protect Adam Schiff for using and abusing his national security credentials as the Intel chairman. They actually voted to protect him when he abused that, abused them, abused their voters.
And they, You're making my point, Chris. Yeah. And here's the thing. Some Republicans act like Democrat sleeper cells. Their job, that's why I say what I said, and I still stand by the word rhino, because they run as a Republican. They say things like a Republican.
But Republican like doesn't, that's what I'm saying, Republican doesn't mean anything
they
anymore.
They don't mean anything, Chris. Republicans did do that. Ronald Reagan meant what he did. And yeah. Trump meant what he did.
But no, I'm saying today we got to get back to today, because Ronald Reagan was a Republican when Republicans had a set of core values. That was the 1980s. That was 43 years ago. 43 years ago, the Republicans stood for something. Today they don't.
And see, Democrats used to stand for something 43 years ago, too.
No. The Democrats still stand for something. They stand for communism. They stand for pedophilia. They stand for abusing children. They stand for hating women and disadvantaging women. When I say Democrat, Gary, there's a whole set of values that, you know, these people will go to bat for. They're anti-American. They hate this country. They're pro-China. There's a full set of values. It means something to be a Democrat today.
Here's the thing, though, Chris. Democrats used to stand for the middle class. They used to stand for equal rights.
43 years ago, they did.
They went from that. Yes, that is correct. That is absolutely correct. And so all I'm saying is these politicians' job is to make us think that they are going to work for us when really they're sleeper cells for the Democrats. And I just want to bring that to the forefront.
Well, it's not bad. And I like the idea of sleeper cell, because the Democrat Party is tantamount to a terrorist organization with their pro-crime, open borders mindset. They are tantamount to a terrorist organization. And that Republicans, when your value system says, I've got to get up and find out a way that I can accommodate and help the terrorists, tell me, do you have any values worth voting for or supporting? I'll be right back.
With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
The people screaming, make it make sense, are missing the point. It's not supposed to make sense. None of it. The people pushing all this nonsense don't believe any of it. They know that women can't have prostate cancer and that men can't have babies. They know that 81 million legal registered voters didn't vote for Joe Biden. They know that Donald Trump hasn't broken any laws. They know that masks didn't protect anyone from a virus, that HCQ was a very effective early treatment, and that the safe and effective vaccines were neither. This isn't about reality. This is about clown world. This is about forcing you to accept unreality. And they're succeeding. Look how many people think that Joe Biden got 81 million valid votes in the last election. Look how many people think that Donald Trump is a criminal who belongs in prison. Look how many people think that Hunter Biden is being persecuted for political reasons. Look how many people think that the best thing they've ever done in their life is to get vaccinated because they did it for everyone else. Every single time you comply, every single time you tolerate them, instead of shutting them down, you're giving them what they want and encouraging them to move the needle even further. Defy, don't comply. Just say no. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg bought the 2020 election with hundreds of millions of dollars in funding that likely handed the White House to Joe Biden last year, according to a new analysis. Researcher William Doyle of the Caesar Rodney Election Research Institute, CRERI, said election funding funneled by Zuckerberg and his wife through two nonprofits significantly increased Joe Biden's vote margin in key swing states, The Centre for Technology and Civic Life, CTCL, and the Centre for Election Innovation and Research, CEIR, passed a staggering $419.5 million of Zuckerberg's money into local government elections offices. The research found the massive influx of funds essentially created a high-powered concierge-like get-out-the-vote effort for Biden that took place inside the election system, rather than attempting to influence it from the outside, appears to have generated enough additional votes for Biden to secure Electoral College victory in 2020.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We believe in patriotism. We believe in our country. For 100 years, veterans have been impacting our nation through the American Legion. Learn more at legion.org/we believe.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Glad you made it back, folks. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. The Republicans, they seem to know something. Like Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn, they have sat silently, these never-Trumpers, while the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, has been indicted by Beijing Biden's regime. And something tells me they know something. Something tells me that Mitch McConnell knows that the Democrats will never go after him. Why? Because he butters their bread. Joe Tacopina is a trial attorney. He represented President Donald Trump in the defamation case. Joe, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Doing well, sir. Your opinion of this indictment just from 30,000 feet up.
I could even give you more than 30,000 feet up, obviously still representing the president, not this case, but listening to some of the lawyers and speak to some of the lawyers on it, it is unbelievable that we're here. To me, it is unconscionable for a president to indict his leading political opponent. Okay? And Joe Biden kept the same classified documents for decades, found out about them before the midterm election, didn't tell anyone until January. You know, and so every American who really believes in the rule of law has to be upset by what's going on here. It is something that is really, really concerning. And here's what's really concerning. You know, there's a reason why there's never been a former president that's ever been indicted or faced criminal charges. Okay? And it's because every single one of them walked a straight line and no one's ever done anything that could cause an investigator to unearth, you know, every single thing about their lives, because that's what happened with Donald Trump. I mean, these investigators, both state and federal, looked at everything in this man's life the last 7 years, okay? And the reason, there's many good reasons why a president has never been indicted before. It's because previous generations seem to have understood there had to be limits to the use of government power, or the country would literally tear itself apart, you know, piece by piece, every time the presidency changed hands.
Yeah.
I mean, and now the new norm is going to be whoever, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat in power, they're going to use their Justice Department, which is not supposed to be a personal Gestapo. They'll use their Justice Department now to go after political opponents.
That's the thing.
Outrageous.
That's the thing, Joe, is the Democrats are assured, and guys like Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn give them this assurance that when Republicans get in, they'll never do this thing. You just saw 20 Republicans vote with Adam Schiff, vote to protect Adam Schiff from all of his myriad lies. Everybody knows that when Democrats are in power, they will abuse Republicans. And everybody knows that Republicans, when they're in power, will say, let's just move on. That was Paul Ryan. That's Mitch McConnell. The Republican politicians are the ones that most consistently abandon their own voters and abandon the Constitution in service to plant their lips firmly on the rear end of the nearest Democrat. So I talked to Devin Nunes about what the indictment itself is. He says that the statute that governs classified information isn't the statute that Trump is being accused of violating. So even though they say classified information a bazillion times in the indictment, They're not using the law that governs classified information, which is a big tip-off that this is a setup, a bait and switch.
Yeah, they're going to have some problems. I think that, and that's a great point, Chris, that you brought up, because the law, I believe, favors President. Well, that actually supersedes Dodge Act that they're citing. And it does give the president broad discretion to declassify documents, any document. Look, let's be practical here. I mean, what does that really mean, declassified documents, classified documents? The information is in the brain of the individual, right? If President Trump or anyone else had bad intentions, you know, about the revealing, you know, trade secrets about how to attack Iran or something like that, it's in the brain. So that you know, you're held to a fiduciary responsibility to not reveal that. And of course, he never would. No one ever has. But I just don't understand the double standard. And that's what's really, really troubling. Not just to me. Not just to me. Yes, I represent President Trump. But not just to me. But to the people in the street. The city is now, and I don't mean New York City, I mean the cities in this country are now starting to realize, whether you like President Trump or don't like him, that we are weaponizing the justice system, which never, ever was supposed to happen. And they're questioning whether or not there's a fair application of the law to all involved. Because, listen, how is it that there was not even an investigation into Joe Biden? How is that possible? How is it possible that Hillary Clinton had 33,000 emails deleted from her server that the FBI found there were classified documents there that were sent overseas via email? Okay? But they recommended, if you recall at the time, you know, Comey recommended that despite the fact that they had evidence to proceed, it was no prosecutor would bring this case.
Yeah.
Okay, and the reason no prosecutor would bring this case is not because they couldn't win the case based on the facts. He just laid out the reason why they had the evidence. It's because of the ramifications that would come to bear from bringing an indictment against either a presidential candidate or a former president. It's going to rip the innards of this country
and
apart.
Not only
and that's
that,
what's happening.
I mean, they had the goods on Hillary. Comey said they had the goods. He just they weren't gonna pull that trigger. And of course, they didn't have any evidence, according to Durham, on Donald Trump, but they launched Crossfire Hurricane anyway. So, Joe, in the time we have left, a lot of folks out there are saying, well, since the Republicans are MIA, they won't do anything. How do we, the people, combat lawfare? How do we get the upper hand and stop this abuse?
You know, on that jury, at the end of the day, Chris, this is what happened. A jury has the final say. A jury is what makes the laws in this country, not politicians. A jury is what allows things to stand or not stand. Fortunately, we have, not like in New York, where, you know, Donald Trump cannot get a fair trial in New York, clearly, because there are 90% of the voters are against. But, you know, now he's in a venue where a lot of people support him. And this is a criminal trial. Remember, you need a unanimous verdict, 12 people, and you need, you know, all 12 to vote either guilty or not guilty. I have a hard time believing on this evidence that 12 people are going to vote guilty when they understand. It's become clear to anyone with a brain, whether you're on the left or on the right or in the middle, that there is a targeting of one man by political opponents, and they're using the justice system to do it.
Well,
so go ahead, Chris.
No, I was going to say, I think that you're right on this, and I think that President Trump's poll numbers have gone up 3 points since the indictment. Because
But Chris, in Manhattan too, when we had the arraignment in the Manhattan criminal case, his poll numbers went up too, and he raised more money. So I think, you know, maybe a new campaign tactic might be getting indicted, because it's really done wonders for his numbers and for, you know, the PAC's checkbook.
Yeah, so I don't think it would work. It wouldn't work for anybody else but President Trump, yes. Because I think the American people, even if you're not a Trump fan, some Republicans look at this and go, oh, my goodness. Look at what they're doing. They're completely bastardizing the justice system to go after their political opponent. And some, not all, Mitch McConnell doesn't have the brains for this, neither does John Cornyn. But some will say, if they're going to go after him because they disagree with him and try to ruin his life and put him in jail, what are they going to do to me? Joe, thank you very much, man. I appreciate the conversation, as always. Joe Tacopina, everybody, trial attorney, represented President Trump in the defamation case. All right, folks, we got more to come. Second hour, we're going to make a run for the border. Mike Banks, he's a Navy veteran and a former agent in charge of the U.S. Border Patrol. He's the border czar in Texas. He'll be along to explain what's being done to protect Texans by the state since Joe Biden and the National Republicans have abandoned the state of Texas. I'll be right back. The Chris and our own Senator John Cornyn has abandoned Texas. I'll be right back. The Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas in TNT Radio.